Blog Talk Radio.
We are on Blog Talk Radio. This is Big Stat Saddle Hour, and this is our Rockin' Ricans Invading Trending Tuesday. Please hold for some Smashing Pumpkins. This is some Smashing Pumpkins we're going to hold for as we get our co-hosts for this show on the air with us.
Generous, you should have known that you wear out your you're welcome, and now you see how quiet it is all alone. I'm so sick of the tension, sick of the hunger, sick of you acting like I owe you this. Find another place to feed your greed, will I find a place to rest? I'm so sick of the tension, sick of the hunger, sick of you acting like I owe you this. Find another place to feed your greed, will I find a place to rest?
Linkin Park. I don't know why I'm thinking in my head. It's been a long day. But speaking of things that are in people's heads, I know, Breezy, you had a question for Skippa. She's on the air. You had something you wanted to ask in regards to a conversation last time, something to do with one of her songs.
Yeah, I wanted to know whether or not you're counting down the days so I get to eat you out.
Oh, my God. That's where it caught me off guard there.
Nice to know I haven't lost my touch.
How to make that happen. The countdown has begun. When will Breezy
I'm also on the site, so if you need me to DJ also, I'm also on the site, so I could play any of the songs that you, if you need me to.
Yeah, we're going to do, momentarily, we're going to do one more upload of... Because we're going to show them all the magic stuff that happened on our first Rockin' Weekends. But since this is airing on a day that's usually a trending Tuesday, I'm going to share a couple of quick trends with you guys, things that are going on with us, like the fact that MSFB Crew has got a bitchin' show coming on the 6th of December, so... we hope you guys can join us if you guys are in the L.A. County area at the Brew Dog Pub. It's going to be quite a party. Hope to see you guys there. We got a new Radio MSFP on the YouTube channel. We just want to have a really fun bitching show, just not only on the 6th, but on tonight's show. We're going to do a pretty short show, and then we're going to close it out for you with, like I said, reliving the magic of our first ever fucking weekend. All right, do we have any recommendations? We tried to play anything from Dramarama, but we weren't getting anything.
All right, I'm just gonna play. Let's see. I want to play, I feel like...
Breezy, do you have any recommendations so she figures this out?
Actually, yeah, I do. It's a song my best friend wanted to hear. I want to put him on real quick so he can say the song.
What song?
All right, it seems like we got a request.
Let me inside by Erasure.
Oh.
Let me inside by Erasure.
We're gonna play that for you a little later on in the show. We're still getting that one uploaded, but. For now, I'm gonna
play this one. Just relax on this one.
Alright.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
On a gas patrol, foes you wanna make sure his cash is closed. Rap critics who say his money cash holds. He's from the hood, stupid type of facts of those. If you want their hoes, you can zap their toes. You celebrate in a minute, you was having dough. Well, fuck critics, you can kiss our whole asshole. You don't like the lyrics, you can press fast forward. Trunk is wrong. In the rearview mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to know how we chase the day. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. Pull over to the side of the road, I heard.
Son, do you know what I'm stopping you for?
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's too low. Do I look like a mind reading sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get the mo?
Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Life is a registration. Step out of the car, you carrying a weapon on you, know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my paper is shit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's a trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you sharp as a tack? Give me some type of law, call somebody important or something.
I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you won't illegally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the canines come.
I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Jay-Z off the Collision Course album. And, ever since the days of Aerosmith and Run DMC, we've been having these crossover rock and rap joints come out. Breezy, how would you rate that on a level of real hardcore rockability?
Honestly, I would have to say that would be, that song stunk so bad I had to light it instant.
Oh.
Like, I didn't realize that a song could literally make me want to chug an entire thing of Pepto-Bismol. I mean, seriously.
So,
99 Problems and a Bitch Ain't One to that song, just really, wow.
So this would be something you would nominate for the on our
Epic
next
Fail.
For a, our next Rock and Roll Hall of Shame.
Oh, hell yeah. No questions asked. Hands down.
All right. Skippo, would you like to have a second attempt? Skippo, are you there? Are you watching? Are you watching porn or something?
Sorry. I forgot my phone was on mute. I was like talking and I forgot it was on mute. Sorry.
Was it on mute or were you watching a really good porn?
No, seriously, it was on mute and I was talking and I forgot that I had on mute because. I saw Jay-Z and Linkin Park perform actually for this NAMI tour in 2005. I went to the Meteora tours before too, I told you that. But I also saw them perform with Jay-Z some of the songs off the Collision Course album, and it was really, really good live, I thought. But what I was going to say is I'm going to play some Rage Against the Machine now, a song that isn't probably one of their biggest hits of all time, but one that I really like, and it's not gonna be I Just Killed a Man, or it's not gonna be Renegades of Funk. It's from that same Renegades album, but it's not one of those songs. This is
so. What do you got for us?
This is called Pistol Grip Pump. Yeah.
Alright.
Pump on my app at all times. Pistol grip pump on my app at all times. They can be fucking with other niggas.
Get Your Secret Pumped by Rage Against the Machine. I have another song that I'm going to play right now, right after that one. It's from the same guys of Radio, Rage Against the Machine, but it's the band that they created after that singer decided he did not want to do the song that they were about to do for Rage, so they decided to make Audio Slave and do some songs with Chris Cornell, who's the original singer for Soundgarden. So they decided to go off like sort of Blink 182 decided to go off and do that. I don't know, Angels and Airwaves, which was a total disaster to me. I thought that was a complete disaster. But Audio Slave, I like some of their songs. Because they still sound, I mean, not as hard rock, but it chose the right singer for the group that made it really good. This one's Show Me How to Live by Audio Slave.
We'll be right back.
Show Me How to Live by Audioslave.
All right, Skip, but we know you got some important work to do and also some important points to watch. So I'm going to let you go right now. We're about to get listen to our first ever Rockin' Weekend. Oh, come on, you know, it's true.
What's true? I have nothing to do. Plus, you're recording the voice for me, so I mean, I can watch that.
We're gonna give a listen to our first Rockin' Weekend. So,
I'm sorry. Speak up.
We're gonna give a listen to our. Just to relive that magic. And it seems like I have an echo.
I can hear the echo.
This is our first ever Rockin' Weekend.
Let me violate you.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is the one and only Matt Big Sats Frankel, and you're tuned in to the first ever Rockin' Weekends here on Big Stats Idle Hour. I'm your host, Matt Big Sats Frankel, and we're giving Diamond some time off for these Rockin' Weekends. We're going to be back here next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, doing it again. But our special guest hosts for Rockin' Weekends. First guest host, come in, Breezy. How you doing today?
I've had better days. How about you?
Hopefully this day is going to start getting better. We're going to have some rockin' joints. And with us again, you remember her. She's usually with us on our Freestyle Fridays, but is also a diehard hard rock fan. How you doing today, Skip? Yo, Skipper, come in.
What's up, everyone? How's everyone doing?
So we got a great show for you. Pretty soon we're going to have a, hopefully by next week we're going to have our first interview here on Rockin' Weekend. This is an act that's pretty close to one of our Rockin' Weekend co-hosts. Breezy, tell us a bit about this this artist we're going to have with us next week.
What would you like to know?
Just tell us a bit about him, what he's about, what kind of music he's got going on.
He's a hardcore rocker. He's in a screaming heavy metal band and has a pretty good voice.
Alright.
It's really cool.
All right, so we're going to have some interesting things going on. One segment that we're going to have on here on Rockin' Weekend, we've all gone and we've heard of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This segment that we're going to be doing here, that we're going to have for one song each week, every week one of us is going to nominate a different song. This week I nominated a song. I'm gonna play it out, give a brief description about the song and why I nominated it, and then our other two hosts are just gonna rip into it, you know, like it's a roast. You know, we're gonna play it out one just so you guys could hear without any interruptions, followed by another time with all the with the volume lowered, so you can hear all the interruptions. This is going to be something I think that's going to be really funny. And, you know, just to show that I'm a good sport with this, because there's a lot of artists out there we're going to rip it into as this show progresses. But just to show that I'm a good sport, I nominated a rock song that I actually recorded several years back. This song, I never wanted to put it out, but people kept begging me to put it out. I thought it could have had a lot more live instruments. It could have been a lot better. I've made this song before I was even Big Stats. I wrote it back in high school, and got it produced in probably like 2005, I would say. So just so you guys can get a fresh listen, and yes, Skippa, you have backed me up on this one, so you've heard this song before. This is a rock song that I'm not only nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame, but recording it myself.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now.
Here Goes Nothing. This is Get Out of My Life.
Oh, that song.
Tell you when the remake comes out, it'll be better. I'm gonna mic you guys up, turn down the volume on that. You guys are now officially mic'd up. So when you start hearing the music, what's
hey,
up?
Matt, you said that you wanted to critique this show. All right, here comes the first critique and the first asshole ripping. Are you ready?
All right,
I give you props on the depth of what the meaning behind it was, but I have to tell you, it sounded like a bad polka song gone wrong. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
And, Skipper, what do you think? You actually stood by me while performing this train wreck.
Yeah. I can tell you this. The first time I heard that song, I was like, dude, that is, like, way, way too pitchy. Like, it was like, oof. I was like, the lyrics are good lyrics, but, damn. Way too pitchy.
Yeah, I think I was on a time constraint, so I think I don't know where my balls went when I recorded this, but
I'm just gonna
leave that one alone. I could make some definitely bad jokes on that one, but I'll just leave that one alone. I'll be nice.
All right. Should we rip on this song a bit more or go on to the next song?
Next song.
I think we should go on to the next song.
Alright. This one is actually from an independent artist, that I met out in Florida around the time where I first actually met Breezy. It was around that same period of time. This group is called Love Contraband, and so is the name of the song. I figured don't need to say Love Contraband twice. but that's the name of the song. Here it is. Contraband by Love Contraband. What you two think about that track?
Well, first off, I thought maybe it's just on my end, but it wasn't just that song either. But some of the songs sound pretty staticky and cut in and out at times.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it either. And what I gathered in the first part is they're trying way too hard to sound like the Sex Pistols. And I can tell also why they weren't very popular because they sucked.
I thought they were trying to sound like Metallica or something, like back in their older days, but yeah.
So, I'm going to let you guys decide, should we toss it to a Linkin Park, a Manson, or an Ozzy?
Can I play the song?
Sure, surprise us with something.
Anything's got to be better than that last one.
I see we got a nomination for next weekend's Rock and Roll Hall of Shame.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
I'm just scrolling down the list right now. Can I play one of the songs that I inputted? I'm still loading now, though, but
sure,
this one has loaded.
This is going to be a surprise. Breezy, this is going to be a surprise to both of us because she input this song on her own. So let's just hope and pray that it's good.
Why?
Praying a few things.
Think of that one.
Very emo for starters. Second off, was that a man or a woman? I really couldn't tell because at the beginning it sounded like a woman, and then
like a guy.
Further in the song, it sounded like a guy. And I personally never heard the song before, so I really couldn't rag on it that much.
That was one of their first big hits, like early 2000, I think.
And who was it?
Muse.
Muse, is that what you said?
M-U-S-E. Yeah,
yeah, kind of like a muse, but without the uh.
What the?
Shall we move on to the next song?
Alright, here's something I think we can all enjoy. Should we go with Linkin Park with Crawling?
Go ahead.
Sure, I remember when that first came out.
Here's our one of our throwback joints. Linkin Park with Crawling. And roll music education lesson from Skippa. Now, what was that you were saying earlier about the timing of when those two acts first broke out into the scene?
Muse came out long before Linkin Park did.
All right.
They came out, let's see, here it is, under Nimbus Band. They formed in 1994. Their first CD came out. More people know their newer songs, though, because those were the ones that they played on K-Rock a lot, or, like, Star, stuff like that. Like, they know more about, let's see here, Supermassive Black Hole, or,
So next week we'll have to get some of their newer stuff so we can...
I don't like their newer stuff. That's when they started turning crappy.
And speaking of bands that changed up their sound, since we just played Linkin Park, I just got to ask this, and you guys can give your opinions on this.
Yeah, they should not have changed their sound.
When the fuck did Linkin Park decide to start sucking on Green Day's proverbial dick with their sound? I mean, I like Green Day. I love
Green Day.
But Linkin Park shouldn't be sounding like Green Day. I mean, they're sounding so much like Green Day that Green Day decided to go on vacation because Linkin Park's already doing all the Green Day material.
First off, the lead singer of Green Day actually has talent. Unlike the lead singer from Linkin Park, you cannot pay me to go see Linkin Park live. Now, granted,
they're
amazing live.
I saw Linkin Park probably 3 times live at the Meteora Tour in 2005. I saw them perform with Jay-Z, and No Doubt was also there, and Jurassic 5 was there, and a lot of people were there. But let me just say, with Jay-Z, that was freaking amazing.
Yeah, but that's when they were still doing Hybrid Theory and Meteora music. That was in their prime. That's all I'm saying. That was Linkin Park in their prime.
It's so bad on their second album, you know? Who actually sits there and remakes their entire first album? I mean, really, seriously, come on.
Yeah, I really didn't like that reanimation album. That was, that was horrible.
I would rather sit there and actually have food poisoning rather than listen to it.
Breezy, I'm going to give you some options, and you're going to pick the next one. I figure we should go even darker with this next joint and play a song by Marilyn Manson. We got On Deck, Rocking Dead.
Ooh, Pain and Love.
Pain and Love and The Dope Show. Apparently we have Skippa's choice for after that, but Breezy, what's your choice?
Say the names again. I only caught 2 of them.
Rock is Dead, Sweet Dreams, Tainted Love, and The Dope Show.
I would say Rock is Dead.
All right, this is Marilyn Manson with Rock is Dead, and we're going to follow it upon Skippa's request with Marilyn Manson with Tainted Love.
No, I don't need 2 in a row. I do not need 2 in a row.
You should have had the Beautiful People on there, too.
Yeah.
That was a classic. We're going to have to put that one on for next week's show. But in the meantime, here's Marilyn Manson with Rock is Dead. Before, what do you think of that song? Well, that sounds a little underwhelming. And Breezy, I figure you picked it, you liked it.
Oh, you couldn't tell because I was singing while we were on mute, could you?
I wish I would have known. I would have taken you off mute.
Oh, not yourself. I won't be singing any longer.
We've got a lot of great tracks on here. Should we listen to some POD, Youth of a Nation, Papa Roach, Hollywood Whore, or should we
Hollywood
let
whore, Hollywood Whore, Hollywood Whore, Hollywood Whore, Hollywood Whore.
Apparently, Skipper wants a Hollywood whore.
Oh, so we all? I mean, really. So long as they don't come with STDs, that's cool with me.
No, I like that song.
Here it is. Papa Roach with Hollywood whore.
Hollywood whore. but it really doesn't bother her. White trash queen, American dream. Oh, what a role model. Throwing a fit, making a scene like no tomorrow.
What you ladies sounds think about?
Sounds like that whore gave him an STD.
What about the whore giving the STD?
I said it sounds to me like that whore gave him one hell of an STD.
Sounds very painful.
You
must got the crabs.
I was thinking something a little more painful than crabs. If he's going to write an entire song about it, come on.
I love that song.
And once again, I'm the only one that laughs at my jokes.
So, what kind of STD do you think he got?
Fucking
what?
Are you really sure you want me to repeat that?
Go for it. It's uncensored internet radio.
Alright, sounds to me like he was fucking a blue waffle.
A what? A blue waffle?
It sounded like she had blue balls.
Ew. man.
No, the Blue Balls is when he saw the Hollywood Report.
Alright,
oh man.
Let's move on to another song.
Yeah, this is getting a little too crazy. It's getting crazy. Yeah, here's Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train.
Oh man.
Well, Skippa, tell us how you really feel.
I don't like Ozzy. I think he sucks.
All right. Do you have a suggestion from one of the songs you uploaded that you'd like to play instead?
Well, the other ones haven't uploaded yet because the show started before I could finish uploading, so it takes forever now that we're on the show that it takes forever for them to upload while we're.
Alright.
I'll play my favorite song though.
How about a little Nirvana?
No, I hear Nirvana constantly on the radio. You think I want to hear it again?
All right, surprise us again.
I'm playing my song. Bye bye.
bummed out with Hella Good. We're going to keep it a little easy on Gwen here. No Doubt's one of Skip's favorite bands, and we might be auditioning for her, so we don't want to burn too many bridges. I know I'm about to have a big risk here. Breezy, what's up?
I'm still here. I think I'll just bite my tongue till it bleeds on this one.
All right.
but I do have a request.
Hold on. What's that?
I do have a request.
All right.
For some actual rock music, please. Please. How about some Slipknot?
Skip, did you upload any
third album shit either? I mean, like one of the...
You know what? I think I have just what the doctor has been looking for. Gotta find it. We're gonna go a little into overtime on this show just to get it on something really rocking.
I would say the No Doubt song I was uploading, but it hasn't finished loading yet.
hold that thought.
Because apparently you only like the rock steady stuff. I've been a fan of her since I was 8 years old, so I've been a Rana Black. Since
1990. On that note.
What? I know I'm younger than you two.
On that note, here's Arthur Kill with Rock Superstar.
Wait, is this Cypress Hill?